Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Moran. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser takes first base on ball four. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Hershberger moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Hershberger moves to third. Ward moves to second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham fields the ball and throws to Peters covering. Safe. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to second. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davalillo moves to third. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is walked intentionally. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell takes first base on ball four. Brown moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney takes first base on ball 4. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the mound. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davalillo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward is hit by the pitch. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Whitfield. Cunningham scores. McNairtney moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona is hit by the pitch. Chico Salmon pinch runs for Tito Francona. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Salmon steals second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing right field. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward bunts towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to second. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-2 in the game. Moran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McNairtney hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Peters moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Peters moves to third. Hershberger moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Al Smith pinch hits for Fred Whitfield. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brown strikes out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McDowell hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith now playing right field. Chico Salmon now playing first base. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Ward strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Houser hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Salmon moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McNairtney takes first base on ball 4. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peters bunts in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Peters moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peters scores. Hershberger moves to third. Weiss moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Landis is walked intentionally. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. Weiss scores. Landis moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo strikes out. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-3 in the game. Moran strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.